FM.
The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
The Novos.
Oh, good morning and happy Thursday. Of course, I mean, that is sad news about Tina Turner. 83, though, it's a good innings, and it sounds like she's had a bit of a rough trot health-wise towards the end. So, yeah, of course, thoughts with the family and, you know, there'd be so many Novocastrians who would have seen her throughout the journey live in concert and listened and loved her music and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, thoughts with the family and friends, etc. Rough time for anyone. The show must go on, though. Good morning, Jess. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Were you a big Tina Turner fan?
I love Tina Turner. We've all done Nutbush, City Limits.
At some point along the journey.
Yes, sung to What's Love Got to Do with It, The Best, Proud Mary. Ugh.
The list goes on.
Exactly.
I can't tell you any of the other songs, but the list does go on. And if you're a Tina Turner fan, you would be thinking about it today. So very sad.
Yeah.
Of course, though, Jess, we will be catching up next to talk some more local news. And, yeah, the show will be going on today. We've got 3:25 with a trivia check as well.
So oof.
Yeah. Oh, money coming out the wazoo. Who could even count it? Well, probably me. It's not a big stack at this point. It's going to be a good one, though. Happy Thursday, everyone. Let's get back to the music. New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
All right, Jess, this is pretty serious. A teenager been arrested for riding dangerously in Charlestown. What's happened?
Helps if I turn my mic on, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, just a little bit. That's all right. We're all learning here this morning.
That's right, exactly. We haven't done it every day for how long?
Nah.
So, yeah, a teenager was arrested yesterday after apparently riding an unregistered motorbike on the footpaths around Charlestown. So where pedestrians were walking, where there were kids, where there were people, people were forced to, like, move out of the way for this bike that was being ridden on the footpath by a 14-year-old, I might add.
Mm.
The bike was tracked down further north on the highway at Charlestown, riding on the footpath yet again, ended up coming to a stop only after crashing into a shop. So police were on the scene. The 14-year-old was arrested, charged with a number of offences and granted conditional bail to appear before a children's court next in July.
Jeez, that's pretty full on, you know.
A 14-year-old, like...
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been game enough. I'm not game enough to do this now.
I was going to say, you're good to go smash into a shop now. Like, not good. I mean,
no. Yeah,
anyway, look, hopefully this young person is able to, you know, take this as a lesson and sort their life out.
Hopefully.
Switching gears, Maitland Council, I can't believe that this is how it works, but they've voted for their own pay increase.
I wish this is how it worked everywhere, Creevo. Let's be real.
Would you vote for your own pay increase?
Of course I would. Wouldn't you?
Absolutely. And especially, right, how's this? The top job? They've gotten how much increase?
So the mayor, Philip Penfold, has gotten a $40,000 a year pay rise, which takes his wage to $94,000 a year. And all the councillors have gotten an increase of about $7,000 to their wage.
I mean, it's pretty good going if you can get it. A 40G pay bump.
Oh, mate.
Pretty mate. Sweet, right? I'll take it. I'd take that as a vote if we did that.
As would I. Maybe we just need to change, I don't know, the area that we're in. Apparently this only happened because Maitland was upgraded from a regional centre to a regional strategic area.
So this puts them ahead of Lake Macquarie, isn't it?
Yeah, so Phillip's earning more than Kay Fraser, the mayor at Lake Macquarie.
Which, to me, I think Lake Macquarie would have more people, wouldn't it?
I don't know.
Because it reaches all the way up to Charlestown and right down to the border with the Central Coast. That'd be more people, I would have thought. You just doing a quick Google now.
I mean, how much time have you got?
I got time.
You got
nothing but time. Enjoy whatever we want. It's my, you know, I'm just here running things. I'm pressing the button.
Right.
Stephen's not even here.
You're the boss. Here we go. There were 213,845 residents in Lake Macquarie.
Yep.
So remember that number.
200,000.
476,000 in Maitland in 2016.
Absolutely wrong. So they're earning correct per person.
Well, yeah.
Who would have thought?
There
anyway,
you
live and learn.
Could be right, could be wrong. Who knows?
That was just a fast Google,
just a quick
by the
Google.
Way. I still love the ability to vote for your own pay rise. Unbelievable.
I vote that we vote for that to happen.
Absolutely. It will not happen here because it's a private business. It's totally different.
Still vote that it should happen.
Good idea. Thanks for that, Jess. Of course, a full update at 5:30. Let's check your traffic now. New FM.
Now, we're trying to make change across the Hunter. Well, I'm trying to make change anyway.
I'm trying to keep the status quo.
This comes after my housemate, who has recently purchased a new hoodie, like a wearable blanket for the winter, has decided she's wearing it out to the shop. So
now, describe what the pattern is on it as well.
It's kind of like a light green with avocados on it.
Like cartoon avocados.
Yeah, yeah. They got little smiley faces and little, like, stick limbs.
That is ridiculous. That is not clothing to wear outside the house.
So the shops, though, is fine.
No.
You reckon you're ducking for some bread and milk? You're not allowed to. You got to change out of your hoodie.
Wear some proper clothing. Have a bit of respect for yourself and your community. Novocastrians should care about other Novocastrians.
I think we need to set a new trend. I reckon we can change the stigma, I suppose, around the hoodie. Let's start with Amber from Rankin Park. What's your opinion on this, Amber?
This is the crime of the year.
Thank you.
Why so?
Absolutely disgusting. They are meant to be worn at home on the lounge to keep you warm. Do not wear them out in public.
Thank you. Some common sense. And I'm so glad there's other people who get it and understand that self-respect is important. Yeah, Amber?
Absolutely. At least have some respect to put some normal clothes on when you go out.
Thank you.
Wow, Amber goes bang. I'm sure Trish from Rutherford will help me out a little bit. Trish, surely you're on my side.
Yes, I'm on your side.
I knew you would be, Trish. I knew I could trust you.
They're good at soccer.
What?
My three kids have gotten.
They play soccer in an hoodie?
No, when you go and watch them.
Oh, of course.
You're wearing them. What pattern do you have on yours?
Mine's just a plain purple one.
Plain purple.
But I'm sure
My three kids have got them, my three grandkids have got them.
Everyone's got them.
And they would be starting at the crack of dawn on a Sunday or something, their game would be, you know, before the sun's even up probably.
Yeah, they're really early and it's just so cold at the soccer field, so yeah.
Oh, well.
Do you want Trish to die? Did you want her to freeze to death, do you?
I want everyone to have a bit of respect for themselves.
Oh, well, it's one apiece, so we head to the decider, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Luke in Wall's End.
All to play for.
Are you helping me out or do you think it's a crime?
No, I reckon it's a good idea. My partner actually wore PJs to work one night. They were taco PJs and she was on night shift. She works in an aged care facility. And she wore taco PJs to work.
Love yourself a bit of taco, do you, Luke?
Be pardon?
Love yourself a bit of taco, do you, Luke?
Love tacos.
There you go. Well, it's a win all round, I think. There you go. So two for me. It seems like Newcastle is okay. We're allowed to wear the PJs, the hoodies, out to the shops. That's absolutely fine.
All right. So, 66% of callers going your way. I've got to admit defeat. Although I reckon Amber from Rankin Park's pretty intelligent and has it right.
UFM. The Novos. And this is UFM at breakfast. At breakfast.
Good morning and welcome if you're just joining us for Thursday. She chilly out there again. Once again. Hang on. Let me turn your mic on properly, Stephen. There we go.
Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
Thank you, mate. Very cold and didn't help that I'm feeling quite sore this morning.
What happened?
Filled in for a mate's five-a-side last night at the Lake Mac Regional Football Centre.
Okay.
On Spears Point there.
Yeah.
Have you been there? It's
no.
Massive.
No.
It's like synthetic pitches, I suppose.
Yeah.
And there must be at least a dozen of them.
Wow.
And they're all just like, they're basically a net separates them.
Yeah.
And it's just court on court on court on court. Like nothing I'd ever seen before. Really fun.
They don't have anything like that in Perth, do they, over west?
I actually don't think they do. Nothing that big, hey? Yeah.
That's right. So Newcastle and the Hunter just representing Australia.
It's getting harder and harder to say West is best, isn't it?
Well, how could you with the comparison like that?
But yeah, feeling very sore this morning because it's been a long time since I run like that and the cold certainly didn't help getting out of bed.
Whoa. Okay, so it was a full game, obviously, you played?
Yeah, 2 20-minute halves.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still, that's more than I could run.
Yeah, well, it's more than I could run as well. I needed a couple spells off. I was feeling pretty worse for
average. Okay. Yeah. Well, did you win?
Yeah, big win. Come on, how
good? That's good. What's the team name again?
I don't know what the team name is. I was filling in for a mate. No idea.
Just turned up, pretended to be him. Very good. Of course, we'll be recapping some of the best bits from yesterday's show. And next, a debate on which way you do your teeth. You heard it right.
Right.
New FM. And on yesterday's show, this. And after a trip to the dentist on Monday, my new hygienist, she was like, are you brushing first or flossing first? And I was like, oh, you always brush first.
And correct.
Goes, no, you floss first. This is what you should be doing. And this just blew my mind. And now, after a couple of days, I'm 100% converted. I will always floss first for the rest of my life.
I think it's ridiculous. I think it's similar to cold shower. There might be all these benefits, these health benefits, but that it doesn't feel right. That comfort's got to come first. And it feels wrong. It feels wrong to floss first. I can't see myself converting.
Okay, well, let's find out what Newcastle does. First up, Robbie's in Charlestown. Do you brush first or do you floss first?
I've been flossing first for over 30 years, Crevo.
Yeah, and how are your teeth?
Perfect. 60 and still got my own teeth.
There you go.
That's a pretty good that is good proof right there. One to Team Crevo.
All right, Emily Rankin Park, you're up next. What do you think on this debate?
Okay, you floss first because you know when you go to the dentist and they clean and you get that really defined look around the gums and the tooth.
Yeah.
I find that when you floss first, you get that definition more likely than the other way around.
Oh, so a cosmetic benefit as well.
Jeez, the benefits are adding up and so
what about the comfort benefit though? This is ridiculous.
So many people on Team Crevo right now. It's unbelievable.
Summer in Madawi, please help me out.
I'm sorry, but you have to floss first.
Thank you. Jeez, this is incredible.
I don't like the use of the language have to as well. I'm my own person. I'll do what I want next summer. We'll finish it up with Stewie in Hamilton. What do you think, mate?
Mate, always floss first. I go pretty hard. I go through like four or five pieces each time.
Wow.
And, it just keeps snapping. So you've got to go first, get all that out.
And then brush. Now, how are your teeth, Stew?
Mate, 100%. I've got, like, no fillings and I'm, like, 31.
Jeez, wow. That is impressive.
Not many things shocked me, but a 4-0 sweep in this one has absolutely rattled me. I genuinely thought coming into this I was going to get a lot of support from Novocastrians.
Zero
support at all.
100% of Newcastle saying floss first.
Now, Crevo, I assume you're well aware of the debacle that is Brooklyn Beckham and his cooking career, I suppose, right?
Yeah, so this is, of course, David Beckham's son who has just couldn't do soccer. Like, as much as he tried, he just wasn't good enough to be at the level that he wanted to be, you know, the high-level professional.
And in his defence, he had big shoes to follow.
Oh,
obviously,
no
his
doubt.
Father's one of the greatest of all time, so that puts a lot of pressure on him. But like you said, that football career has kind of failed, so
yep.
He's decided to venture into other careers, other avenues to try and make money.
And just to sort of make himself a known person, a celebrity, really.
Yeah, so what the industry has tried to put a finger in the pie of, I suppose, is cooking.
Yeah.
Look, this is where it all started.
Oh, of course this doesn't want to play. Hang on, let's try one more time.
Hey, man, what do you do for a living? Your car's awesome.
I'm a chef.
You're a chef?
Yeah.
Really? Are you, like, the best chef in the world?
Trying to be.
Are you a chef, though?
Well, this is what's so questionable, because along the journey, there's been at least one or two videos that he's released to, prove his cookery skills that have been very questionable.
Yeah, well, after this video was released, he then did a tutorial on how to cook fettuccine alfredo without fettuccine, famously.
That's right. Forgot about that.
Yeah, which is not fettuccine alfredo, obviously, no. Just a completely different dish.
Yep.
He's added again. This time, I showed you the video. He's cooking a toasty, and the toasty looks nice. It's, caramelized onion in it, mushrooms.
It looks like it's been one done in a fry pan.
Yeah,
to get a lot of butter and get that golden color, which he's done a very good job at.
A lot of crust, So, but he's built this toasted sandwich, cut it, done the cheese pull, looks delicious, ready to eat. And then for no reason at all, he's pulled out a little torch.
The chef's blowtorch.
Yeah, a little blowtorch. It's already cooked and it's already crispy. It's gained nothing.
In fact, at the end, it looks like he's burnt it.
He's overdone it.
I mean, it, once again, proof that he really doesn't know what he's doing. It's almost as if somebody has told him over the phone how to look like a chef.
Yeah.
And that's the only instruction he's taken.
He's seen one video one time of a chef using a blowtorch, and he's gone, I've got the means to get one of them. I can flex one of them. He's gone and bought it. He doesn't know how to use it. So he's chucked it on the end of a toasty. Unreal.
I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. He's got a long way to becoming a celebrity chef. I'll definitely say that.
Well, maybe this is all part of his marketing plan. Maybe he keeps putting out videos like this that are so dumb that are sure to go viral. And then we keep talking about him.
Well, so you know what he reminds me of? At the moment, there's a show on SBS Food called Cook with Selena or something.
Right, okay.
Selena Gomez has no knowledge on how to cook. And then celebrity chefs, like, teach her how to cook over Zoom. That's the whole concept. He feels like a Selena Gomez. Like, he doesn't know what he's doing. And then somebody's showing him what to do over the internet.
What's the most frustrating bit is he's not self-aware, though. He thinks he knows what he's doing. You don't. You're a Nepo baby. Just, I don't know.
You know nothing, basically. You know
nothing.
Let's get your news update just a few minutes off with Jess, of course, as you wake up with the Novos. Stephen Akrivo, New FM.
1, 2, 3.
On New FM. This is the Novos, three of a kind.
Yeah, that's right. Here's your chance to win yourself, first of all, a double in the Gold Reserve to go see the Knights versus Manly. Plus, you're in the draw, rather, for the $100 fuel cards that we've been giving out all week, which is awesome, right?
So you can get into the game, plus to and from the game, potentially on us. That's your whole day out, really.
Exactly. Plus the Gold Reserve. They're the good tickets. Now, all you need to do is call up 4967 4105 and play Three of a Kind. This is where we give you three things. You use your brain to figure out what is the theme between them. Right?
Yes.
So have you got a little example we can do to demonstrate?
I'm sure I can think of one.
All right, here we go.
Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Sprite.
All right, Crevo.
Yeah, what's the answer?
Soft drinks.
That easy. All you got to do is be quicker than your opponent. The ticket's yours. You go in the draw for that fuel card as well. We're playing Three of a Kind up next.
New FM.
1, 2, 3.
New FM. This is the Novos, Three of a Kind.
Yeah, we're getting one Nova Castor in to go see the Knights this weekend against Manly. 4:05, I believe, at McDonald Jones Stadium. Plus, of course, you go in the draw to win yourself $100 worth of free fuel. We're playing Three of a Kind. It's really simple. Basically, we give you three items that all have a linking theme. You got to tell us what that linking theme is. You do it quicker than your opponent, you win yourself the prize.
That's right. Your name is your buzzer. First to two, best of three. Let's meet our contestants for this morning.
Let's go Anthony and Cessnock first. Morning, mate.
Good morning, Novos. How are we?
Very well, mate.
Never
don't
better.
Sound as chippy as you, though. You're in a good mood this morning.
Oh, mate, it's nearly the end of the week, and I can't wait. And it's bloody cold, so why not?
What do you do for a crust, Anthony?
Truck driver, mate.
Yeah,
truck
right. Driver. What sort of trucks? Are big ones? Small ones?
Yeah, yeah. Big Mac, mate. Big Mac.
Nothing like a Big Mac. Park that in the little garage.
Absolutely not. I love it.
All right, well, let's move on to your contestant, I suppose. James in Valentine. Morning, mate.
Yeah, morning. How are you? Thanks, guys.
Yeah, we are very good. Well, thanks, doing mate. Good. You are feeling confident, ready to win yourself some Knights tickets?
Oh, hopeful, but not confident.
All right. Well, let's test everyone's buzzers. Anthony first.
Anthony.
Strong.
Very
now,
quick.
Now, James.
James.
All right. It's all the equipment is working. Let's get into the first one. Here we go. Three things. Figure out what the theme is. Your name's your buzzer.
All right. Question one, guys. Thongs, stilettos, Crocs.
Anthony. James.
Anthony, I think.
That's faster.
Types of shoes.
That is correct.
Well done. One on the board.
One on the board for Anthony. All right. Number two, guys. Frizzell, best Ponga.
Anthony.
Yep.
Knights players.
They are Knights players. Well done,
jeez,
mate.
Quick out the gate.
He loves it as well. And, mate, you'll be seeing those guys on Sunday, of course, at McDonald Jones Stadium. Take it on Manly. Tickets all yours.
That's awesome. I can't wait. Thanks so much, guys.
You're very welcome. Now, James, as our runner-up, can we get you back tomorrow?
Yeah, no problem.
Fantastic.
Anthony, give us one big go Knights before you go.
Yeah,
Novo the night.
Come on, how good?
As good as it gets. You're waking up with the Novo, Stephen and Crevo, New FM. Tops of 22 for Newcastle, 23 for Maitland and the Valley. Mostly sunny today, 9 degrees now at Edgeworth. So you're waking up with the Novo, Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. And Stephen, I've got to get up on my soapbox here because something has upset me.
I love when something upsets you.
Oh, and of course I use this show as my place event because I then feel better and don't have to pay for a therapist. So
of course.
It's a cost saving for me, which is partly what it's about. This time we're talking printers because HP, Hewlett-Packard, they've been caught out, right? This is a story out just yesterday, like last night, where they're adding firmware, like software updates to their printers because they're all Wi-Fi now, all connected to the internet, which basically makes them stop working at a certain point.
So this isn't a conspiracy. This is they've been caught out in the act.
They've been caught in the act. So what they're saying is, it's actually some sort of error. But it's basically proven that they're making their printers after a certain number of years. They become sort of, they don't work as well, sort of obsolete.
Yeah.
And this to me just stinks of printers. All printers. Why are printers, like, you know, your traditional inkjet printers, such an expensive pain in the butt? Like, they suck you in, this printer's only $69.
Yeah.
And you go, brilliant, like, that's so cheap. I'll grab that. It's absolutely massive. It's bigger than it needs to be. But $69, I'll take it, right? Does scanning and everything.
Yep.
And then you get it home, and within a couple of months, she's out of ink.
Well, you pay more in ink than you do for the printer.
That's the thing. And you go, I wonder how much a set of ink cartridges is for my $69 printer. $120?
Yeah, always $120. That's what I was going to say, yeah.
And then, right, you go, you know what? I only need to print black and white 99% of the time. I'll just use that. But no, it doesn't let you. Oh, you're out of cyan and magenta, which who even knows what those colours mean. But for some reason, you're not even allowed to print in black and white.
What's always confused me is, as a kid, you learn that the primary colours make up every other colour.
Yeah.
But the ink, like the printer doesn't use the primary colours. So how does it make every other colour?
And that's the thing as well. Oh, I need to print black and white, but it won't let me without refilling the other colours, right?
Yeah.
But then one of the cartridges, famously, is black. So they're lying to you.
Yes.
Absolutely. And the other thing that annoys me, right, is they make you replace it when it reaches like 20% less. Like, there's 20% left. Oh, you've got to replace it now. Why not let me use all of the ink? It's, you know.
Well, imagine if you were driving your car and it just stopped and went, you've only got 20% of fuel left. You need to go fill up.
Yeah, that's right.
You'd be blowing up something fierce, wouldn't you?
Ridiculous. Or, you know, say a brand new car is $30,000. When you need to fill it with fuel, though, it's $40,000. It makes no sense. And it's not like ink is expensive. Because you buy a biro, which has probably a quarter of a cartridge worth of ink.
No, it doesn't.
Right? And a biro is like $3. And that's
on a
server.
Have a quarter.
All right. So say it's 10% even. A cartridge should be $30 maximum, not $120.
Yeah.
Big printer is one of the worst, like, groups of companies out there.
You reckon? Tell us how you really feel.
When I read this, I go, that's classic printer companies for you. Absolutely classic.
Yeah, we found your new arch nemesis, I think.
Definitely. Any printing company ever.
Let's put them on smoke.
Let's check it.
Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
And $325 up for grabs with Trivia Check just after 7 o'clock. If you've been thinking, I've got financial problems, all your money woes could be over.
Is that
just by winning?
Easiest way to win money in Newcastle as well. One question. It's really that simple.
That it is.
Changing gears a little bit though, Crevo. On Monday we brought to light, again, the rental crisis in Newcastle at the moment. We want to hear some Novocastrian stories in just a bit. So have that phone ready. We're going to, refresh that story.
Yeah.
And we want a bit of a temperature check on just how bad it is right across the Hunter.
Because you keep seeing stories about it all over the place, but we want to find out how it is locally. So we'll chat more about that up next as you wake up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo here at New FM. Tops of 22 for Newcastle, 23 for Maitland and the Valley. Partly cloudy today. Right now, 9 degrees in Birmingham Gardens. As you wake up with the Novo, Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
Now, earlier in the week, news went national of this Novocastrian family, a family of five who have been living in a shed for the last 18 months. So, a year and a half ago, they were evicted from their home. No fault clause. So, similar stories we see, like the landlord, they've decided they want family to move in.
Yeah.
So, I've told them, end of the lease, you're moving out. So, they've been kicked out.
So, it's not like they trashed the place.
No. Yeah. So, through no fault of their own, just, you know, there's such a high demand for places and not a lot of places to find, unfortunately. They've found themselves living in this shed. And pictures have circulated of the shed. And we spoke about it a bit earlier in the week. Mm. It's not nice conditions at all.
The walls are like corrugated iron.
Yeah.
And they look rusty and old. There's no insulation. So, you can be sure last night was freezing.
Yep.
And the night before as well. This family here in Newcastle would be doing it tough.
And they're on mattresses on the floor. They've got like camp stove type makeshift kitchen. Really doing it tough.
Yeah.
And through no fault of their own as well. Obviously, we said there was no fault clause. But also, both of the parents have stable jobs.
Yeah.
They're bringing a combined income of, they reckon, about $1,600 a week. Which is a more than respectable income.
Absolutely. It should be enough for them to rent a place here in the Hunter.
Well, and they've applied for over 200 places now, they reckon, and have just faced rejection after rejection after rejection. I also spoke about how when I first moved here, I stayed at the Wall's End, the budget, Ibis budget in Wall's End, just on that big intersection there. I spoke to a few families in the communal kitchen there who, had been in there for months.
Just looking for a place. A rental, yeah.
Really lucky myself that all I was looking for when I came here was a room. Which I think is a lot easier to find.
Definitely. Trying to find your own place at the moment, such a shortage.
So this is, I guess, we want a bit of a temperature check for people in the Hunter.
Mm.
We want to find out how long it took you to get your rental. Because obviously this family's been struggling now for 18 months.
Yeah.
And like I said, I spoke to families I know who had been struggling for months and months and months as well. We kind of just want to know how bad the crisis is out there. So give us a call, 4967-4105. We just want to see, a bit of a temperature check, I suppose, and just get a pulse, finger on the pulse.
Yeah, get the conversation going because we said this as well earlier in the week. Something needs to be done about this.
Okay.
And it's not, this is... You know, keep your stories. We'd like to get them on the air next. 4967-4105. And it's only a small token, but we are, of course, giving away fuel cards this week. So best callers on air, you might grab yourself one of those. And every bit counts in tough times like this. 4967-4105. How long did it take to get yourself a rental? Or maybe it's someone you know that's been really taking ages to get one. We'll get your calls on the air next here at New FM. Tops of 22 for Newcastle, 23 for Maitland and the Valley. Mostly sunny today, 9 degrees now at Hamilton. So you wake up with Novo, Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
Now, earlier in the week, news broke nationally. I actually read this in a publication I'm still subscribed from when I was in Perth.
Okay, so over west.
Yeah, so it's been reported right across the country about this Novocastrian family who's doing it really tough at the moment. A family of five. So mum, dad and three boys under the age of 12, all living in a shed at the moment. And they have been for the last 18 months while they've been rejected by over 200 rentals.
That's wild, isn't it? And when you said before, both of them are working.
Yes.
They're bringing in, about $1,600 a week?
$1,600 a week, they reckon, is
there. And they can't find a place to live?
You'd think they'd be able to find something, right?
Yeah.
And that, I think that highlights that the problem is less about the money for them and more about the demand for properties.
Yeah.
The fact that there's just nothing available.
Yeah. It's absolutely wild that so many people and Novocastrians are just looking for properties, can't get anything.
And, like you said there, unfortunately, this isn't an isolated case. There's so many people in Newcastle doing it tough who can't find a place to live at the moment. So we thought we'd get a bit of a temperature check, I suppose, try and put a finger on the pulse and we'll get some stories from Novocastrians out there. So let's start with Trish in Rutherford. How are you, Trish?
Stressing.
Stressing. Well, tell us what's your situation like at the moment.
Well, me and Steffi got notice that we had to move out. We've been at Rutherford for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't looked at as many as the others, but we've looked at, well, I haven't because I can't see. Steffi's gone and looked at about 60 houses.
Yep.
But not only when you find something, you've got to, you've got to have money for storage units. You've got to have money for a professional cleaner to come in and clean your house. You've got to have all that done and everything, like, and all that. Then you've got to come up with a bond and whatever for the next house.
Yeah,
yep. So and I'm only on the pension. Steffi's only on the carers. And, yeah, we're just, yeah, our stuff's in storage at the moment. And she's been spent the last 2 days up at the house cleaning it.
It's very difficult, isn't it? And
yeah,
you said you've looked at 60 properties.
Yeah, she has. She's booked at 60 properties in the last 5 weeks.
Yeah.
And but we didn't get the 90-day notice. They told Steffi, they sent her an email, and they told us that they put a letter in the letterbox. And it's only because I rang up in May to let them know the air conditioner wasn't going that that's when I found out that we had to leave.
Wow.
So we haven't had the 90 days.
Yeah, that's just, it just shows how tough it is out there. And to be looking at that many is really hard.
And like Trish alluded to, I guess if Novocaine's out there living paycheck to paycheck, where are you meant to find the money for a bond and for stuff like that? And that comes back to, we probably need intervention from the higher aboves.
In some way, shape or form. Something's got to be done.
Awesome.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
I've been trained to salivate to that sound like Pavlov's dogs to that bell. It just is my favourite time of the day. We're trying to give away free money to Novocastrians with a Trivia Check, of course. $325 up for grabs today. One question between you and that money. It is the easiest way to get your hands on some cash. And, of course, cash is king.
And, Stephen, just for your information, he is actually drooling.
No, honestly, there's a towel underneath me here.
It might be from this or it might be a separate issue. I just don't know.
But certainly the thought of money.
Okay,
it's
good.
The thought of the money that's getting me all excited.
All wound up. Look how happy he is, little face. Loves it. So, if you want the cash, this is your chance. 4967 4105. Let's make one Novocastrian richer up next here at New FM. Tops of 22 for Newcastle, 23 for Maitland in the Valley. A nice sunny one today. Right now, 9 degrees at Ashtonfield as you wake up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
Now, up next, Dom Young from the Knights joining us ahead of a big clash against Manly this Sunday. So, obviously, we'll chat to him about what the guys are expecting, how we can maybe get some more consistent form, I suppose.
That's very exciting. So that's just a few minutes off. Now, though, free money time.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Yeah, one question between you and cash, and of course cash is king. $325 up for grabs today. Don't mind that for a bit for your Thursday morning, I suppose.
Yeah, imagine that just slipping into your skyrocket. Ooh, what have I got there?
What do you reckon you'd do? $325.
There's some nice craft beer I'd get, and then a few bills, probably.
Yeah, the bills are adding up at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah, there's one I like at the moment, the beer, not the bill.
Yeah,
it's Rover. It's a really good little pale ale. Tyseal Cellars.
Okay, well, unfortunately, you and I can't win it.
No, I know.
Boz in Lambton can. Morning, Boz. How you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. Hopefully better if I win.
Yeah, you're braving out the cold out there. What's happening this morning?
It's bloody freezing. I'm on my way to Sydney at the moment.
Oof.
Oh, well, that's a big trek, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, someone's got to do it.
Yeah, that's it.
You probably use up $325 worth of fuel getting there, I reckon, and in tolls. Yeah.
I'd say you're probably right.
It's outrageous. Anyway, let's do this. One question separates you and the cash. Of course, there's a 5-second timer. Don't let that distract you, all right, Boz?
Okay.
Good luck, my man.
Here you go, Boz. Best of luck. Apples originate from which plant family?
Trees.
Oh, Boz, unfortunately.
The answer we're looking for is rose. Apparently they originate from the rose family.
Oh. the old timer does get you, bud.
It does. It throws you off. Oh, well, better luck next time. And, of course, that means tomorrow, $350.
Where will this stop? It's unbelievable.
Who knows? Hopefully, Nova Castrian wins it tomorrow is all I can say. Let's check your traffic now. New FM. Sobs at 22 for Newcastle, 23 for Maitland in the Valley. Partly cloudy today. 8 degrees now at Carrington as you wake up with the Novo. Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
We've seen this kick before. It's all good.
Yeah, Knights at home again this Sunday at McDonald Jones Stadium. Dom Young, good enough to join us ahead of the game. Morning, Dom. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're very well, thanks. Now, obviously, you're not originally from the Hunter, from the UK, but a grudge match against Manly. Do you hate Manly as much as the rest of us?
I probably don't have, that much hatred for him compared to, I guess, the Newcastle fans. But I guess every time you step on the field, you always want to get one over on your opponents. It's no different, whichever team it is. So.
Yeah. Now, I've heard here that you're quite a quiet guy. In fact, I was told, and this has surely got to be speculation, that off the field you can go days without speaking. Is that true? Are you doing some sort of meditation? What's the situation?
No, I definitely wouldn't agree with that. I guess, obviously, being a young kid coming from England, it probably took me a bit of time to get used to the Aussies, but I definitely got a good friendship group going on here, and I definitely wouldn't be able to not speak to them for a few days, so yeah, I'm not too sure about that.
So it is true, by the sounds of it.
I'm glad the guy's looking after you. Now, unfortunately, Dom, the last 2 weeks seem to be a fairly fair reflection of the season we've had so far, a bit seesawing, a bit up and down. What are we working on to try and build that consistent form? Because when you guys are at your best, you can beat anyone.
Yeah, definitely. I think we're just trying to work on that start of the game. I think when we start the game well, we always seem to keep it, for the full 80 minutes. So it's just coming out and working on that start. But, I think we've been pretty good this year. Our combinations are getting better, and we showed a lot more fight and determination than what we did last year, I think. So yeah, it's just about keeping that start and building into the game.
A bit of a weird build-up this week as well. Obviously, Origin around the corner. You guys have any different kind of approach come Origin, or is it same?
No, it's same. I think it's still a game, and sometimes you don't want to kind of think you get in an easier game because some players are missing. You don't want to underestimate anyone. So, yeah, it's definitely the same preparation as always, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Well, all I can say is best of luck for it, and thanks for coming on the show, and glad you're you've got a good group of friends here in Newcastle, and put to bed the rumour that you don't talk for days, because that's outrageous.
I definitely need to get to bed, yeah.
No, fantastic, man. We appreciate it. Best of luck for the game and for the rest of the season.
Cheers, mate. Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Absolute pleasure. Let's check your traffic now. New FM.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
All right, Stephen, I've got some Newcastle gossip for you.
Oh, okay, go on.
Right, so this is from Newcastle Reddit.
Yep.
A little bit mysterious and may not be true. That's the definition of gossip, yeah? So it simply says, Wendy's will be at Broadmeadow, behind Hungry Jack's Broadmeadow, the basketball stadium car park Broadmeadow, mark my words.
So I assume they're referring to Wendy's, like the American burger chain.
That's right. So we have heard on the news that it is expanding to Australia.
And they're gonna go, confirmed.
That's confirmed. And they're going to go big fast. Like they're aiming for within 5 years, 500 restaurants or something.
Wow.
Lot. But this is purely gossip, and who knows if this is a real source or just somebody on the internet.
Yeah.
But if it's true, it's big, because there's a lot of fans out there for that food.
And if it's true, you heard it here first.
That's right.
That's what we're doing. We're providing the news for the Newcastle people.
That's right. If it's false, you didn't hear it from us.
No, didn't hear a word. Now, keeping food themed, Crevo.
Yeah.
Yesterday we had a little bit of a tiff about air fryers versus ovens. And while the relationship on air has been civil, I can promise you when those mics go off, we have been at each other's throats. It's been quite a heated debate, and we need Newcastle to help settle it for us. So
once and for all.
We'll dive into that next, but I'm going to need your help.
Okay, New FM. Tops of 22 for Newcastle, 23 for Maitland and the Valley. Partly cloudy today. 9 degrees now at Belmont as you wake up the Novos. Stephen and Crevo at New FM.
Now, been a pretty heated 24 hours amongst the team here, Crevo, because yesterday I came to you with the news that I've cooked a beautiful pork belly roast in the air fryer, which led me to making the claim, which I stand by, air fryers are making the oven obsolete.
Disgusting.
Oh, you have too much power with that button, that button machine, that sound machine. So I said that, that they're going extinct. Ovens are going extinct and they're becoming obsolete. They're going the same way as the cassette, as the home phone. You're just not going to need them in the house anymore. Ovens take up too much room for not enough gain.
You done yet?
I am done.
Okay. I'm just going to say my piece. I want you to know, Newcastle, this is what Stephen said behind the scenes yesterday. Air fryers are just better than ovens. I don't think I'll use one ever again.
Yeah, I'll stand by that.
As if an air fryer is better than an oven. Air fryers are just purely a small oven that has been sold to you by mass marketing, and they actually do very little extra. There's nothing that you can't do in an oven. An oven has so many more advantages in the long term, as if an air fryer is better than an oven. That's laughable.
You cook everything in half the time.
In a tiny little box with like weird, it's got like weird oil flying through it and stuff through the air.
How big of a box do you need?
Well, have you tried to cook a whole turkey in an air fryer?
No, but I imagine you could.
Didn't think so. Absolutely wrong. Have you tried to cook a cake in an air fryer?
No, I haven't.
Can't do it.
I'm starting a petition to get you off this button, this button machine. This is actually doing my head in at the moment. We're trying to have a civil conversation, and you're acting about 12.
And are we having a civil conversation? Absolutely not, because an oven, it's far superior. Anyone that says an air fryer is better than an oven, absolutely ridiculous. Is it sort of possibly an okay addition to a kitchen? Yeah, I can accept that. But is it better than an oven? No way.
Well, I think you've got to adapt and you've got to evolve. Otherwise, you're going to find yourself falling behind the time. And I don't think I'm alone. 4967-4105. We're going to do Team Crevo versus Team Stephen, I suppose. Do you think the air fryer is better or do you think the oven's better? I think you're in some trouble here, Crevo.
Oh, as if. Like an air fryer is, as I said, it's an okay appliance, but it's not better than an oven.
4967-4105. And, of course, best callers on the air. $100 worth of fuel up for grabs just by getting your opinion to us. So we'll do it on the air next.
New FM. Tops of 22 for Newcastle, 23 for Maitland and the Valley. Partly cloudy today. 9 degrees now out at the terrace as you wake up with the Novos. Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
Now, pretty heated debate in studio at the moment, because I've come out firing. I reckon the oven is going obsolete. It's going extinct to be replaced by the air fryer. I think everything that that's thrown me. Everything the oven can do, the air fryer can do better. And I think air fryer is smaller, doesn't take as much room, does everything quicker. I think the pros just far outweigh the cons.
Yesterday, this is a true story, Stephen said, air fryers are better than ovens. I was like, as if. Sure, it is an appliance that's quite good, perhaps, but it's not better than an oven.
I don't think I'll ever use an oven again. I don't think I'll ever need to. I think I can.
Disgusting.
I've had enough of that, but we need to ban it. Let's see what the other guys are in sync, because obviously we're just bickering like school kids in here. Let's go to Robbie in Charlestown to begin with. Robbie, air fryer ovens.
Which is better? What was that?
Petal. Love.
Yep.
Oven.
Thank you.
Have you ever cooked a proper baked dinner, like with your baked potatoes, your baked pumpkin and your carrot, in with your roast chicken in an oven, in an air fryer?
I'm living the bachelor life. I don't need to cook all that.
Listen, Stephen.
All right, I'm listening.
And then have you taken it all out of your big, nice baking tray and made a proper homemade gravy?
There we go. And I rest my case. Should we just wrap it up there?
I don't think so.
Okay. We'll let a couple more Novocastrians weigh in on this. Simon in East Maitland, which is better, the air fryer or the oven?
I reckon air fryer, I reckon, because, I've been using an oven for years. I've used a conventional oven, the portable ones, and an air fryer. You can take them anywhere, and I think it tastes better, and they're much more healthy, and you can just do anything in them. What?
There we go.
I haven't used one in years, and Simon sounds like a man with a varied diet, so I think that's a tick in my box.
Okay, one for Team Stephen, one for Team Crevo.
Romana in Maitland, you're next. What side are you on here, on the air fryer or the oven?
Well, I'm actually more so for the air fryer.
Come on, let's go.
Unbelievable. This is turning into a whitewash here.
Do you think it's way quicker the stuff you can cook in the air fryer compared to the oven?
The air fryer is half the time, and yes, you can cook cakes, and you can cook a baked dinner, and you can rotisserie a chicken, you can make a roast, and it's great for teenage kids if they just want to cook, like, fish and chips or whatever. You can feel free, let them safely use the air fryer. Go for it.
Jeez, oh my God. So there's a lot of arguments there for it.
Well, it's 2-1 at the moment.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. Well, is that it?
That's it.
Have we decided that's... The air fryer's the winner?
I mean, it sounds like it. Hearing that you can cook cakes and stuff to me shows that perhaps I am a little living in the past a little bit.
You're a bit of a fossil, I think, mate. You need to evolve. You need to get with the times.
I do want to see a cake with my own eyes cooked with one because I just don't believe that
an
oven...
Leave it with me. Come next week. Over the weekend, I'll do some baking. I'll try and do some baking in the air fryer.
And we'll see how it goes.
And we'll see how it turns out.
All right. Well, good luck with that. That's a win to you, Team Stephen. Congratulations.
Let's go.
Let's check your traffic. New FM.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
An absolutely devastating news that a lot of Novocastrians will be waking up to today, that Tina Turner has passed away.
Yeah.
You know, she's been struggling with illness for a while, but doesn't make it any less shocking and less tough to deal with. So many fans of her throughout the region.
I guess the only positive is that she died peacefully overnight, in her family home, so in a place where she felt most comfortable. But lots of tributes today, I'm sure, and we'll do our own tribute. We'll play one of her best coming up very shortly. After that as well, I'm trying to get myself a bit of a sneaky side hustle, Crevo.
I like this because I always encourage people to get out there and make the best for their life.
So I had a job interview yesterday and I want you to kind of help me out. I almost need a bit of a trial shift with you, I think, to make sure I'm cut out for this job.
Excellent. Well, I'm happy to do all kinds of testing and probing as needed. But now, though, as I said before, just a little bit of a... I guess tribute to the lady that was. She was awesome. Tina Turner on the air now, New FM. Subs to 22 for Newcastle, 23 for Maitland and the Valley. Mostly sunny today, 11 degrees now at the Sandgate Bunker as you're waking up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
Now, trying to expand my resume, I suppose, Crevo.
Yeah.
Trying to expand, put another feather in my cap.
Nice.
I did a job interview yesterday.
Okay, so you're leaving us. That was quick.
Trying to pick up a side hustle.
Right,
Pick up a little bit of extra beer money.
I'm all about that.
Now, it was to host, like, trivia nights, quiz nights.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think is such a standard radio side hustle, isn't it? I don't want to be part of the stereotype, but...
It is
such a stereotypical...
Radio host trivia nights on Thursdays at XYZ Pub. You're almost guaranteed it in every town in Australia.
You find that right across the country.
Yeah.
But I hadn't done a job interview in years. I did it over Zoom, right?
Okay.
So as close to face-to-face, but... Like, even when I got the job here, I didn't do a face-to-face interview.
Zoom as well, wasn't
it? Not even Zoom.
Were you wearing pants in either of them?
Oh, yeah, well, I was in both. But
right.
When I got the job here, it was just a quick phone call.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah, so I had a Zoom call, and we had a bit of a chat, and I thought, you know, this being a supplementary income, I was kind of like, oh, I'm not fussed if I get it or not.
So you were quite sort of casual about the whole situation.
I kind of went into the interview thinking they've got to win me over as much as I've got to win them over.
Right.
Because I don't need this money right now. This is like I'm kind of looking for a nice, easy, fun way to save a little bit of extra cash.
Smart.
Which is what I thought until I was sitting in that waiting room in Zoom and you're waiting for the host to accept you.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you sit there and you are just sweating bricks. Already, I don't know what it is.
I'll tell you what, straight away, because they already got you because you have to wait for them to accept you. So already you're waiting to be accepted.
But I just like, I was not nervous at all until that point. And yeah. I went to join the call and had to sit and stew in that little Zoom, you know, waiting screen.
Bubble, yeah.
And I just got so nervous so quickly. Unbelievable. I was trying to tell myself, I was like, Stephen, you don't care about this. Like, it doesn't.
Obviously you do, though.
Well, I do care, obviously, deep down.
Deep down, we find out the true nature of it.
But so interview went well.
Okay.
I've got to go for a trial shift next week.
Nice.
But
Where at?
I'm not confirmed yet.
Okay.
So we're trying to sort out the details because I'm going to go with someone who's already established.
Oh, you know? So like an observer kind of.
Yeah, and then do like a little bit of, you know.
In between.
Yeah, give me the mic for a little bit. I'll do a little bit of hosting. I'll just make sure I've got the right stuff to do this job. But I figure I should probably have a bit of practice before then because practice can never hurt.
Never.
So let's do a little trivia. I want to test you. Do a
okay,
little
here we go.
On you,
Stephen, as trivia host / asking questions. Here we go.
Good morning. Welcome to Trivias with New FM. Stephen is your host, Crevo. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready to try and win yourself? Let's say you've got some cash this morning up for grabs.
Okay, $5 million.
Let's three questions between you and $5 million.
Standard New FM stuff.
Pretty simple.
Here we go.
Question number one for you. What suburb would you find the Prince?
Ooh. Is it Newcastle itself?
It is Merriweather.
Oh, of course. Of course. All right, that's one down for me already. Right. The five mils off the table. We're down to 50 cents now.
All right.
Question two.
You can get 50 cents.
Question two.
What year did the Berlin Wall fall?
Ooh. I'm going to say 1990. Incorrect as well.
1989.
Oh,
you were so close.
Oh, well, right. We're down to 10 cents now. Everything to play for here, and I do want to win this.
Who is the current Newcastle mayor?
That'd be Nuatali Nelms. That is correct. Okay, at least I got one.
All yours to keep, mate. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
The real winner, though, well, I need to know, do you think I've got what it takes to host some trivia?
You will nail this. You've got the right kind of larrikin attitude, and I can't wait to see you around local pubs doing with your little face plastered on the billboards as trivia host. Good stuff. You got the job for sure.
I can't wait to tell the stories here as well. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
All right, you're waking up with the Novo, Stephen and Crevo. Let's check your traffic, New FM. Tops at 22 for Newcastle, 23 for Maitland and the Valley. Mostly sunny today, 8 degrees now at Glendale as you're waking up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
The Novos. What's the goss? New FM.
Yeah, pretty sad news this morning, unfortunately, Crevo. We mentioned it a little bit earlier, but for those just waking up, maybe just getting in the car, the queen of rock and roll, Tina Turner, has sadly passed away, aged 83 overnight.
I think a lot of people around Newcastle will just be having a little think about her and her family today because her music is just... It spans generations.
Well, it transcends as well. Like, yeah. A gathering is not complete without the Nutbush.
That's right.
Is it? Like, every gathering you go to, everyone in the country knows the dance of the Nutbush.
It comes on pubs all across Newcastle, whether you're at Wall's End, whether you're out at Merriweather, it doesn't matter.
And at the pub, if that comes on, it gets everyone on the dance floor from 18 to 80.
That's right.
Like, it does transcend. And even closer to home, like, Simply the Best has become the anthem of the NRL, you know? And that signifies a lot to people as well. And she's had a lot of people reach out, you know, like Mick Jagger's wished her the best. Brian Adams has wished her the best as well. Both saying how sweet of a person she was, as well as how talented she is. So really sad news this morning. I'm sure there'll be tributes, us included,
right
across the country. You'll be hearing lots of Tina Turner on the radio today.
Yeah, and I think also, like you said, with Generations, a lot of her, a couple of her songs have been recently remixed and stuff, and they've been massive hits because people recognise the music and they want to hear a new version of it and they want to hear, you know, part of her in there as well because she's just so universally loved.
And while this is very sad news, it might be comforting to listeners that she'd been, you know, battling illness for a long time, passed peacefully overnight in her family home in Switzerland, so around loved ones in a place that's comfortable. And I know it's cliche, but she probably is in a better place. You know, was suffering for a long time, and now that suffering's finally over. And one of the beautiful things about music, and we've mentioned it throughout this break a fair bit, but is that music will always be there. While
that's
she's not here, the music will still be there. And today we can still listen and reminisce on such an incredible lady, an incredible life.
That's right, and just reflect and enjoy the music. So, yeah, you know, of course, thoughts with all of her family and friends and all of that sort of stuff, because it doesn't matter if you're ready for it. You're never really ready for it when something like that happens. So RIP and Valet and all that, because, God, she was an awesome lady.
And maybe just today try and celebrate, you know, her career and her success and the music that's brought her so much happiness rather than dwell on obviously what is such a sad day.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for that, Stephen. Time to check your traffic now and your news not too far off as you wake up with the Novos. Stephen and Crevo here at New FM.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is the Novos. You're waking up with the Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Now, Crevo, how cool is this? There's this guy, Ben Giggins, right, who's walking laps around the Broadmeadow Racecourse for 24 hours straight, raising funds for the Mark Hughes Foundation. Obviously, Mark Hughes, a legend here in the Hunter.
Yeah.
So he's starting 6 p.m. on Friday night, going right through to 6 p.m. on Saturday.
Wow.
And you can get involved as well. So you
this is awesome.
You can walk with him solo, obviously, so you can do the whole 24 hours yourself. You can walk in a team.
Yeah.
So maybe get in a team of four and do, you know, what's that, 6 hours each.
I see what you mean.
It's kind of like a fun run type.
Yeah, right.
Pardon me, fun run type.
Situation, yeah. But what a great cause to be getting involved with.
Well, I mean, obviously, and the Mark Hughes Foundation is so close to so many people in Newcastle.
Yeah.
Obviously, a legend in the Hunter himself. But, yeah, so basically you can get people to sponsor you for how many laps you do, how many Ks you do, all that sort of stuff.
Just donate, maybe, if you're too busy or, you know, you don't want to walk in the middle of the night.
And, well, that's it as well. If you're busy and you feel like you can't walk as well, you can still get down there and put some support in. There'll be coffee vans, a barbecue going both for 24 hours. So you can get coffee for 24 hours, barbecue for 24 hours.
Wow.
Going to a great cause as well and real local. So if you feel like you want to make a change, you want to make a difference, they're doing it with Lap the Track in conjunction with the Big Three Trek. So they're the organisations you can go to and donate as well.
Get involved.
Really cool.
Help out a good charity that really, you know, can use the support. And a local who's just trying to help out other locals. It's perfect.
A lot of stuff comes across our desk, but this is really cool. Walking for 24 hours straight.
It's impressive.
That's an impressive feat.
So it's this Friday night. Make sure you get involved. Chuck a couple of dollars in or do some walking. That would be fantastic. You're waking up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo here at New FM. So it's 22 for Newcastle, 23 for Maitland and the Valley. Partly cloudy today, 10 degrees now Edgeworth as you wake up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. Now, story out this morning about how in a lot more supermarkets they're moving towards more and more self-checkout.
Right, okay.
So at, for example, the Woolworths in Jesmond, they're getting even more. So it's going to go towards eventually, in a lot of shops around Newcastle and the Hunter, it will be 100% self-checkout.
That's not right,
That
though.
Is the future that is moving towards.
I don't think that's right.
What are your arguments against it?
Well, to begin with, personally, I just like the interaction of someone at the shops. And I enjoy, maybe from a lazy factor, someone scanning my groceries for me instead of me having to do it. But you worry about people's jobs as well, don't you?
Not, I don't worry about jobs because I know people go, oh, all those checkout people, they won't have jobs anymore.
Yeah, but they'll become unemployed.
This is not the first time that technology has disrupted how people work and everyone panics about it, but usually you end up with more jobs. For example, right, Industrial Revolution was the big one.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, all these machines in the factories will take people's jobs away because there's no longer someone like sewing a shoe, right?
Yeah, yeah.
There's now a machine that does that. But what ends up happening is you now need people to build those machines. You need people to repair those machines, service them. You need more salespeople for the shoes because there's more shoes out there.
Yeah,
and actually,
right.
What ends up happening usually is there's more jobs at the end. So I'm not worried about that. And I think Novocastrians will come out better ahead in the end.
You reckon? You genuinely believe that?
I do. I think there'll be, like, for example, 5 years ago, there was no, like, Woolworths delivery. And now you can order on your app. There's all those truck drivers are paid. You know, there's people who have to go and pick, you know, pickers from the shop that go around picking all the stuff for people to grab or whatever. It just changes. It always changes.
Okay, that's a fair point. So I guess we rule out the jobs argument then.
Yeah.
From a personal aspect, I do just prefer going to a checkout. And like a man checkout. I like going there. I like someone else scanning my groceries for me. I like a bit of small talk.
See, I don't.
Do you not?
I just want it to happen as quickly as possible. And the machine is going to be quicker.
The problem is as well, though, is the machine makes way more mistakes than the cashier does.
Only now. It'll get better. Yeah. I reckon they'll be better in the future.
How annoying, though, is it when the little pop-up comes up, you know, you need to get the attendant to come and check your bags or, you know, check that item or...
Yeah, but
incorrectly placed in bag or something like that.
Okay, well, this is a little debate.
You basically need someone there for you anyway.
Yeah, but one between 12, you know?
Yeah.
And eventually they'll get rid of that. Like, they won't need that anymore. And this is what I reckon. It's better off to have all self-checkout.
No, you can't have all self-checkout.
All right. This is where you can weigh in, Newcastle, and tell us what you think. 4967-4105. Stephen, you're on the side of having some man checkouts still, aren't you?
I think the role of the checkout chick is still one that's abundant in society. I think we still need it.
Okay, and you've worked in retail as well.
Yeah, I did, yeah. So for 5 years I worked at Bunnings.
You've got that experience there.
And I know for a fact as well that maybe this is slated towards the older generation slightly, but there was times where at the Bunnings I worked at, we had 8 self-serve checkouts.
Yeah.
And be towards the end of the night, all 8 of them are open, one manned register, and people would only, you know, people would line up to use that manned register instead of going through the self-serve.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's the argument. And 4967-4105, should we go to 100% self-serve checkout? I'm saying yes. Let's get this revolution on the road. And Stephen, you're saying no, keep the manned ones.
I think so.
Best callers on air get the $100 fuel cards today. That's what's up for grabs. If you want to get involved, 4967-4105. Tops at 22 for Newcastle, 23 for Maitland and the Valley. Partly cloudy today, 9 degrees now at Argentine. As you wake up with the Novo, Stephen and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. And we're discussing self-serve checkouts here because over in the States, for example, some shops are 100% self-serve now, self-serve checkouts only. And here in Jesmond, they're expanding the Woolies to have a lot more self-serve. And I reckon it's going that direction. And I'm not mad.
It doesn't sit right with me. I don't think it's right. I think we've had a bit of an argument about jobs and you've kind of debunked that. But even just from a personal aspect, I like someone doing the work for me. I'm a bit lazy and I like the small talk. So I think it's good to have someone there, a bit of human interaction.
They could do it cheaper though, maybe. Like your food would be cheaper because you're not paying for all those people at the checkouts.
Yeah, well, divided in studio. So let's get the thoughts of some Novocastrians, I suppose. We'll head out first to Maitland. We've got Sam. Good morning, Sam.
How are you?
Very well. How's yourself?
Good, thank you.
What's your opinion on this debate? Do you feel like we should have man checkouts still?
So I've just come back from living in England for the last 5 years.
Yep.
And in our shops, we had like self-serve checkouts, as in your gun, and you used to take the gun around with you.
Wow.
Your own groceries straight into your bags. And then you still kind of had the self-serve on the way out. Someone could check you, like you might pop up every 10 times that they choose a few things from your groceries to make sure you're...
Like the airport.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Right. But so you scan as you go.
Scan as you go, put it straight in your bag, then walk out.
And you're done.
Go through the checkout,
yeah.
And you're done.
Did you like that better?
I loved it. Miss it so much.
Oh, there you go. Right. So that's one for you, Crevo.
Indeed.
I thought that we'd find no support here. Let's go to Beresfield with Heidi. Good morning, Heidi.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thanks. Where do you sit on this debate?
So I like to self-serve when you're doing, like, a quick checkout and you've only got a few things. But sure. If you're doing, like, a mega shop, you don't want to be there trying to scan all your items and the vegetables, you don't really know what they are, like the swedes and the...
It's
like
a lazy thing, isn't it? Why do the work yourself when someone else can do it for you?
Yeah.
And you do make a good point, Heidi in Beresfield, because there is like a lack of space on that little weighing machine to put your stuff if you've got a big shop. So they need to sort that out and have like some conveyor system or a bigger area for bigger shops, definitely.
There you go. Still split. We're staying with the Heidi, this time going to Greta though. Good morning, Heidi.
Hello, it's the only Heidi that you need to listen to.
Oh, there you go. The alpha Heidi, you reckon?
We have an alpha Heidi.
There you go. Well, what's your opinion on this alpha Heidi?
Well, I'm still having a checkout check there because A, I was a checkout check one.
Yep.
I come from New Zealand and we had the little trigger things that the girls that spent time in England about. Hated it.
Oh, there you go. So maybe it's just a thing of personal preference, isn't it? Mm. Let's wrap this up. Let's go to Norma in Curry. Good morning, Norma. Where do you sit on this debate?
Definitely man checkouts. There's several reasons.
Okay.
One, it doesn't keep people employed. It doesn't give young school kids an opportunity to work. It doesn't give older people an opportunity to work. But the main reason is I don't get paid to work there and serve myself, and I don't get a discount for serving myself.
Absolutely. Why should we do the work for them? You're right. We're not getting paid. We're not getting a discount. It's absolute rot.
Mm. Okay. Well, so let's do a tally on the scores there.
Well, it's 3-1 to me.
Yeah, it is.
So it seems like...
Novocastrians are not ready for 100% self-serve.
At least not yet. We like that human interaction, and I think... maybe people like myself are just a bit lazy. Maybe other cashiers are just a bit lazy.
Just a little bit.
Someone else doing the work for us.
Oh, well, there we go. That's a win to you this morning.
And, of course, today we had $100 worth of fuel card to give away. Going to give it to Simon in East Maitland this morning. So congratulations, mate. $100 worth of fuel coming your way. There you go.
Us done and dusted.
Finger
for today.
On the pulse, as always, and we found out the answer to all the big Novocastrian questions.
Indeed. Have a great day, everyone. Have a great Thursday. And we'll see you tomorrow for your Feel Good Friday.
Yeah, Feel Good Friday. How good. See you then.
Bye.